So, Ennis, you were in Montreal for something called an unconference.
And the reason it's called an unconference is this event is not held within a convention center or a room. You're actually out and exploring all parts and facets of the city that you're in.
What is the biggest similarity between Montreal and Jacksonville?
So even though Montreal is much larger than Jacksonville in terms of scale, there are some applicable lessons that we can learn. One of those things that really stood out to me was what the city has done to activate their downtown waterfront. Similar to Jacksonville's waterfront, it was once an area of industry and commerce. And over the last 5 to 10 years, they found a way to integrate the remaining industry with cultural uses and waterfront green space. And then another thing that stood out was the older core of the city, which is known as Old Montreal, 5 years ago was a pretty vacant place, pretty quiet at nights and weekends. And the way that area was revitalized was through night lighting and enhancements to local infrastructure and building stock. So at night, there's everything from laser shows on the sides of existing buildings to uplighting of architectural features to even lighting up the bridges.
So do we see anything similar happening in Jacksonville's downtown?
Recently, there have been some similar discussion about using light to activate certain areas of the waterfront. That's a project being worked on by the local chapter of the American Institute of Architects. They're working with Councilwoman Lori Boyer.
What did you see there that you thought was the coolest thing that Jacksonville could learn from Montreal?
What really stood out to me in Montreal was how they have embraced the shared economy. And what I mean by shared economy is we have several things that aren't used on a 24/7 basis. And in Montreal, what stood out to me was even when the colleges closed during the summers, they transitioned into hotel rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Even religious structures, through the use of light and laser light shows, they become their own local attractions that attract people when services aren't taking place.
Sure.
And another thing that stood out about the city was finding affordable ways to bring life to spots that you would traditionally consider to be dead spots. For example, there were streets where what would be considered a grass median, they were activated simply with swings. With swings. And it was actually pretty amazing to see office workers during the lunch breaks cross a four-lane highway into the median and hop on a set of swings and swing their stress away.
One other way Montreal and Jacksonville are similar is that they've both gone through a consolidation with the surrounding suburbs, right? So what happened there?
In Montreal's case, in the early 2000s, 21 municipalities consolidated together to form, you know, this one city. After a few years, it was determined through residents' negative feedback that it wasn't a good thing because several of the communities felt they lost their sense of place and their representation. As a result, the city was deconsolidated into 15 different municipalities. So for Montreal, it's just an example of if you do something and you make a mistake, go ahead and admit it, change, and move on to make your community a better place.
That's Ennis Davis, a co-founder of Modern Cities. That's at moderncities.com. He just got back from Montreal, where he was at Next Cities Vanguard Conference. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.